What's up, y'all? I haven't been on here in so long, but I'm gonna start back recording my podcast because it makes me happy and I want to do it. So welcome to Ash Cakes Free Game. Today is Wednesday, February the 16th, 2022. I have not recorded a podcast in 1 year exactly, so yeah, it's been a year, and I'll have to get into all that a little later. But today I was like, I wanted to do a little journaling, and while I was doing it, I said, you know what, I can record this on my podcast because I'm pretty sure the people want to hear, you know. But anyway, this is what I wrote. I have been off of social media for 10 days. So yeah, I've deleted all of my social media. I haven't deleted my actual pages, but I've deleted the apps off of my phone. And yes, I have been off of social media for 10 days. And God, that's a whole nother podcast in itself. But nonetheless, I have been off of social media for 10 days. I have been at peace. In spite of my horrible eyelash extension experience. That's a whole nother podcast in itself. Anyway, even though I've been waking up happy and in peace, today was a little rough. I woke up a little uneasy. My morning was already a bit off anyways because my eye was still swollen. And it's swollen from me trying to get the eyelashes off of my eyes. Like I said, that's a whole nother podcast in itself. I had to tell y'all about that later. Anyway, I couldn't focus or sit still today. I was getting depressed and I didn't know why. I cried out to God and asked him to get me out of that funk and send me some type of solution. I felt a little relief after that, but I was still not all there. As I was sitting on the floor, I decided to browse YouTube. I ran across this lady, and look, might I add, she was hilarious. She reminded me of this girl I used to work with when I lived in Nashville. She was so funny, just funny without even trying. She was just so hilarious. Definitely subscribe to her channel, because even though I've been off of social media, I have been on YouTube. I ran across a lady who was hilarious, and she talked about living a regular life and just existing. Y'all, she said she didn't want to work. She just wanted to work part-time. So she worked part-time. She said she don't have any really, no big goals or ambitions, and she was okay with that. She said she don't want to really work a 9-to-5. She don't want a business. She don't even want to work for herself. She just want to get up, work her part-time job, come home, take her naps, play with her son, you know, live a good life. Just be a good person, decorate her home, cook, just be a regular person. She just want to exist. Y'all, I just felt like that was just so real to me, because we spend our time trying to reach these goals. Not to say that they're unrealistic, but goals, do we even want these goals? Is that what we really want? What do you really want? And when I ran across her video, I also ran across this other guy's video. And he was like, it was only 5 minutes. He said, I can tell you what your purpose is in life in 5 minutes. And he was like, yell out your name. He was like, okay, first of all, you got to figure out who you are, so you know who you are. Then he was like, yell out something that you could teach someone to do without even thinking about it. Okay, I couldn't think of nothing. So I'm like, okay, he's going on and on. I'm like, I'm still stuck. I still don't know what my purpose is. You know, I've made podcasts on this. I made YouTube videos on this. I've even motivated other people in person on this. But me, personally, I still have trouble with this. Like, one minute I think I know what my purpose is, and then next minute I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that. Because, you know, if you know me personally, or I think I may have spoken about it, I decorate parties, I do balloons. And today, I was honest with my husband. I told him, I don't want to do that no more. Honestly, I never want to do it. Honestly, I get irritated every time somebody inbox me and asks me about doing a party. Because, truth be told, I like to decorate per se, but I don't want it to be an obligation. I don't want to be obligated to do it. You see what I'm saying? I like it as a hobby. I don't want it as a business. And I just realized that today, at the age of 36, after decorating for 5 years for people, I just realized that today I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it no more. And I've been holding that in for so long. I mean, I've stopped decorating. I'll be like, okay, I'm not going to do it. And then people will talk me into, you should do it. You're so good at it. Just because I'm good at something doesn't mean that's what I should do for a living. It doesn't mean I should stop doing it altogether. I can still decorate for my children, my family sometimes when I feel like it, or my house. I love to decorate my house, you know, and that's fine. But as far as me making a whole career out of it, it's putting the work with that I didn't like. I didn't like it. So today I made a decision. I'm not decorating anymore. I quit. The last month that I'm decorating in is April. After April, I'm not decorating anymore. I have one person scheduled for June. I'm going to do her because I've already made a commitment. But after that, I'm done decorating. Like, I just don't want to do it no more. Like, I have to be honest with myself. So, thought about it. What is something that you want to do, Ashley? What truly in your heart makes you happy? What is your ultimate goal? And the thing is, my ultimate goal is something that I tell everybody all the time. Something that I pray about all the time. My ultimate goal is to just own a home where I can decorate in it, cook for my family every day, raise my children, raise my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and my great-great-grandchildren. That's all I want. That's all I want. That's it. That's my purpose. That is my purpose, y'all. That's the epitome of me being happy. And I just got my braider's license back in October, and I love it. I love braiding hair. I like braiding hair as a business more than I like decorating as a business. I love to decorate. It's a passion of mine, but it's not a business. I don't want to put a value on it. And see, that's another thing with me decorating. It's hard for me to charge people because I love it. Like, I don't want to do it for a living. I don't want to be obligated to wake up and do this for you and then charge. It's just not that type of party with me with decorating. But listening to other people and not thinking about what I really want, put a value on it, and it's just not me. Now, braiding hair, I will continue to do that as a side hustle. I limit myself. I said I'm going to do 2 heads a week. If I don't do 2 heads a week, I am fine with that. But my goal is to do at least 2 heads a week. So, I said, yes. So, my ultimate goal is to just be a homemaker. And I do have things that I want to do. Like, I still have, like, I'm not gonna, you know, just tell all my goals like that. I know better than that. But I still have things that I want to do, things that I want to reach, stepping stones that I want to use to get a certain amount of money so that I can be comfortable. But it's nothing that I'm going to just stress over no more. Like, she made another point. Who wouldn't want to have a lot of money? Like, who wouldn't? But I'm not going to stress myself out trying to get a lot of money. I'm okay. If wealth comes, I'm going to embrace it. And I'm going to pray to God that I know what to do with it when it comes. But if I don't get wealth, I'm okay with it. Like, that's fine. I'm sitting here just driving myself crazy trying to reach these goals. And that's taking away from time that I can be spending with my kids or with my husband or just at my house cleaning up. Like, it's so much stuff I can clean up at this house. Like, right now, I can clean out my closet. You know what I'm saying? So, I had to think about it. When people say, and I know I've made podcasts about this, your purpose is whatever your core happiness is. What is your core happiness? That's your purpose in life, is to live and be happy and just be happy. And like she said, just merely exist. And just because you just want to exist does not mean you're not relevant. You're very relevant. But you just want to live your dream. Whoever you are personally, live your own personalized dream. So, I had an epiphany today. So, with that being said, I readjusted my goals. Like, because I have to be real with myself. And y'all, a sense of peace came over me again. Because after I prayed earlier today and I asked God to send me a solution, He did. He just wants me to quit worrying so much. Calm down, Ashley. Quit stressing about tomorrow. Quit worrying about this. Quit worrying about that. You're okay. Everything is fine. Your life is great. You are everything to me. This all He wanted me to know. Don't forget your ultimate goal. What do you pray about to me every night? What's the real thing that you pray about every night? Me fixing myself. Like, those are my goals. Me trying to fix myself internally, you know, and not to be anxious about tomorrow. Enjoy the moment. Like, I've already took a step and got rid of social media and don't have an urge to go back on there. He took that away from me. God did that because I was addicted. So He took that urge away. Thank God. So if He took that away, what makes me think that He won't do everything else that I've been praying and asking Him to do for me? So why sit here and worry about that? Why sit here and try to be something that I'm not? Why sit here and try to do things that I'm not even happy doing, just trying to prove a point that I can do it? Why not just do what I enjoy doing? I love to clean my house. I love to cook. I love to get my girls ready and put them on my baby on little ruffle socks and comb their hair. Like, I love to fix my husband's plates. Like, that's what I love. I love that. I love when my son come in the kitchen and just tell me these weird stories. And I love responding to his stories. Like, that is what I like. I like that. And a lot of career decisions I made, you know, basing it off of money. Like, we have to quit basing things off of money so much. It's not always the job that pays the most money. It's where you're the happiest at. I always go back to when I was living in Nashville and I was working. And at the time, I was making $18 an hour, which was a lot then. So I was like, okay. But I wasn't happy. Like, I was like, I'm not happy. Like, I'm not happy. I don't want to be here. I want to work in an office. Even though I'm a nurse, I want to work in an office. And if I have to downgrade, I just have to downgrade. So I quit. And I just went riding. And I just went to a lot of different doctor's offices. And I ran up on this lady. And she was like, well, we got a position. It only pays $10 an hour. That's fine. I took that job. Y'all, that was one of the happiest times of my life. I was so comfortable making that $10 an hour at that time. I was working my Monday through Friday. Finally, I had never worked a Monday through Friday. I was at work on time every morning and left. I got to spend the evenings with my children, and I got to be at home with them on the weekends. Like, that was one of the best times of my life. And it was because I did something that I wanted to do. And God took care of me. He took care of me because I was doing what I wanted to do, what made me happy. And by me listening to my intuition and going with that, which is your intuition, is nothing but God, I was able to live off of that. I was living, to be honest with you, I found myself having more money left over when I was making the $10 than when I was making the $18. So I had to bring my, after watching that girl video today, that lady's video, I had to bring myself back to my core. Like, don't forget who you are, Ashley. You don't have to prove anything to society. You don't have to prove anything to your peers. You don't have to prove anything to your community. Yes, you want to be an asset to your community. You want to give. That's what we're here for, human nature. We have to give. I'm going to say have to. You can say you don't have to, but I think as a human being on earth, is where we are obligated to help each other. So as long as I'm being a good asset to my community, I go to church. I love going to church, y'all. I love going to Bible study. I love going to Sunday school. Like, that brings me joy, going to church, then coming home and cooking my family dinner. Like, that is enough for me. That is enough. I don't have to have all these businesses and juggling all of these things, and that's not what I really want to do. I know what makes me happy. And so I came to that realization today that I have to start putting Ashley and her happiness first. And I think I've already done that. God has already been leading me that way anyway. Like, I've been on my purpose. Like, I've been asking him to let me live in my purpose. And he has been doing that. Like, even with my hair, something as simple as my hair. I was natural. I've been natural since 2015. But lately, like, for the past year, I just, like, I want my relaxer back. I just want my relaxer back. But listening to other people, like, girl, you got good hair. You don't need that. You don't need that. But you know what I did? That was the first step I took in doing what makes me happy. I went and got my relaxer back. And I got my hair cut. And you know what? Best decision I done made. Not only that, I deleted social media. Best decision I've made. Now I've realized what my purpose is. Best decision I made. Your purpose is not always something, it's not always a job. It's not always something you do to make money. Like, I know I have to make money. I know I have to, because I have a family to support. But I know what type of job I want to do too. And I'm just going to do their job, and I'm going to be content with their job, and that's going to be fine. Like, I have to live for me and my happiness, because when I'm happy, my children's happy. My children are happy. My husband is happy. My house is happy. But when I'm drained and pulling myself in all of these different directions, trying to please everybody, just because I am creative, you know, over here and I'm over there and I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and that's not, it don't make me happy. You know, being that busy does not make me happy. And so I have to start doing what makes me happy. Now, I do get in moments where I want to do stuff, and that's fine. If I want to do it, I go and do it. But just me being obligated to do these things, no, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm living my definition of a minimalist is what I'm going to be living in, just a simple regular life and just existing. No social media, just me, my house, my kids, my family, my close friends, and God. That's enough of me, y'all. I don't have to be this superstar. I don't have to be this famous person, even though I've always seen myself as being famous. Like, I've always, like, I kind of feel like that's one of my niches, but if I never get there, that's fine with me. If I get there, that's fine with me. Like, I'm just happy with being me. Like, I love myself. I love me. I love my kids, my family, my husband, my friends, my church members. Oh, I joined a new church. That was another thing I did. Something that I was so skeptical about doing was joining another. I actually joined another church. So, honest to God truth, I have been easing my way into my own happiness. And today, he just made it just clear to me. This is your purpose. You are your purpose. I made you for a reason. That's it. I'm my purpose. Me, my happiness is my purpose. So that's it. And that's all I wanted to say. I am going to start back making podcast videos because, like I said, I got to tell y'all about my year. It has been a year for me. Oh, my gosh. And I have to make a video just explaining to y'all about my lash experience. OMG. But anyways, thank y'all for listening. And I hope you all have a marvelous, marvelous night.